But lots happening in the world of football, including a win to take them back to the top of the table last night for Sydney FC, but not, of course, shrouded in controversy, that one as well. When we talk football, we talk to Robbie Slater from Fox Sports. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well. Just before we get going, mate, your favourite sports song?
Well, it's not rock and roll, but You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, see, Robbie's a good man.
He's got some nominations for that.
It's hard to beat, Jimmy.
It's very hard to beat. And Gascoigne was the 1990 semi-final, that's in America, in Italy. Germany won that World Cup.
Germany, yeah.
Argentina in the final.
And that's when he cried, Diego, didn't he? Gazza cried.
Gazza's cried in the semi-final because he got a yellow card that kept him out of the next. If England had a won the final, if England had beaten Germany, which they should have, they were the better side in the semi-final against Germany, he would have missed the final because he got a yellow card, which
that's
would have ruled
right.
him out of the final. Anyway, the fourth playoff, which no one cares about anyway.
Right.
But that Argentina fan, 1-0 by Andreas Bremer penalty for Germany, that Diego Maradona side was the team that we played in Sydney in 1993, World Vice Champions. They'd been champions in 86. And Australia, little Australia, played them for a place in the World Cup in USA in 94.
That's wow.
Right. 93, yeah. That's right. Which was really fair for us. But anyway,
that's when you marked Diego.
That's here. That's my good game. Yeah.
The red one.
Yeah.
Probably the red one, El Colorado, which I think is some great name. When I went to Argentina, they called me El Colorado, and I thought, geez, it must mean the genius. Or that. And it turned out to be the red one.
Fair enough.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, we'll keep the international theme just for a moment. In the Sunday Telegraph this morning, you've written a column, as always, very thought-provoking, and you've got an idea about who should be the Socceroos coach for Russia.
Yeah, look, I think given the state of, and our game is in a, wow, it's in some position at the moment. Next Thursday, FIFA arrive, and there's going to be an AGM where, you know, there might not be any more FFA. The board might be replaced by an interim board. So there'll be no more lowies. That'd be an FFA basically gone. And we don't know which way that's going to go. It's incredible. So, but it's true. So at that sort of, at this given time in where we are, and also that it's really, I think it's best to go for a short-term solution, an interim coach. And no one better for me than Gus Hiddink, who, of course, quite famously came here in 2005, just to the Germany World Cup. This time he doesn't have to qualify. Uruguay, it's a free ticket to Russia. Gus is in the south of France where he lives and playing some very, very bad golf, I hear. And maybe a phone call for him. And I don't think there's anyone in Australia that would say no to that. I think that'd be a very popular choice. And then, yeah, maybe I think it should be in Australia long term.
Yeah.
But I think that should happen after the World Cup. And then you begin the 4-year cycle. There'll be an Asian Cup in there, you know, going forward to the next World Cup. But, you know, it's left us in a bit of a mess, Ange leaving, which he had every right to do. He certainly had a right to go to the World Cup once he qualified us finally. But certainly leaves us in a position where it's got everyone guessing. Mm-hmm. Interim, long term, I think Gus Hiddink might just bite at that.
Certainly Graham Arnold will be a name that would come up for when you start talking a long-term replacement for Ange Postecoglou. He's Sydney FC now back top of the A-League table. What did you make of the flashpoint incident last night with Papadopoulos and Matt Simon?
Well, the VAR, of course, is going to come into question. This sort of incident, probably nothing would happen if there wasn't a VAR. You know, it'd be a scuffle that the referee and the referee assistant happens behind play and they go, oh, what's going on there? And with the VAR, it's obviously the microscope's on it. Papadopoulos is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, spitting in sport. I mean, it's the one, I think it's the common denominator on a field of sport, no matter where you play, what code you play. It's just players hate it,
yeah.
and it's a terrible look. I thought it was harsh on Simon. To be fair, I know he reacted, but I didn't think his reaction warranted a red card.
Yeah, well, his reaction didn't warrant Papadopoulos falling to the ground like he did. And I think Mark Bosnich said after the game, any man or woman who gets spat on like that, they're going to react. So,
of course they are, because it's disgusting.
So what does Papadopoulos get, Robbie? And what would Matt Simon get now?
I can't think of... I know there are precedents for spitting. I would think minimum 3 weeks. Sure.
Got it.
To be minimum 3 weeks. And Simon, mate, I'd be exonerating him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be saying the punishment you got on the night was enough and maybe too much. Mm. If they don't do that, because we know what they're like. It's already been given that 1 week would be too much.
Yeah.
Mm. But certainly Papadopoulos, who's a guest in this country as a visa player, and he's done very, very well for Brisbane. He's probably one of the probably been their best player since the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Johnny Aloisi, who's a great Australian, needs to grab a hold of him and say, mate, that's not on.
Yeah.
We don't do that here. Yeah. It's just not the Aussie way.
Yeah. Hey, just looking at the A-League table too, Sydney FC up top, but Newcastle Jets are second.
Brilliant.
Central Coast Mariners are fifth. And then you've got Adelaide in seventh and Melbourne Victory in eighth. It's sort of been turned on its head a little bit, Robbie, which is a great thing for it.
It is, and it's a strange table, apart from the one common thing, which is Sydney on top. And let me say to you, they are awesome at the moment. They won 3-0 last night in second gear.
Yeah.
Dead set. No Ninkovic, no Bobo. The two best players and one of their top scorer. And they destroyed Brisbane. Could have been 5, 6, 7.
Mm.
But that aside, Newcastle are the real deal. Ernie Merrick's doing a great job. They smashed Melbourne Victory, grand final. Last season, of course, champions the season before that. They beat them 4-1. They came out of a red card in Mark Milligan, but it was a deserved result. They've got the form player of the league at the moment, a guy called Dimitri Petratos.
Yes.
He is absolutely flying, honestly. At the moment, he'd be leading all the Player of the Year awards. Of course, they've got to carry it on. Round 8? But I think they're going to be right up there. They're going to be challenging.
Yeah, I agree. Big game today, though, Robbie. Western Sydney Wanderers, still the only unbeaten team in the A-League at the moment, but they're only on 8 points, just the one win so far. They take on Adelaide United, both teams on 8 points. This is there's nothing in this.
There isn't. And the one thing for Wanderers probably, you know, maybe gives them a slight advantage in spite of being away from home, is that Adelaide lost that FFA Cup.
Yeah.
And obviously had to travel as well, but Wanderers, unbeaten, but so many draws.
Mm.
So many draws, and that's what's killing them in respect to the table. Tough one. Adelaide always hard to beat at home. My tip is Adelaide for this one.
Mm. 250. What was the head-to-head there, Jim?
Adelaide 250, draw 350, and Western Sydney are $2.60. Yeah, that's at
TAS.com.au. I do say that's my tip. My tipping is horrendous at the moment.
go the Wanderers here, mate.
The BSB haven't. My tipping.
All care and no responsibility, Robbie. That's the way it rolls.
One tip exactly away from a good result, Robbie. That's my philosophy.
Exactly right. Around one race from a winner.
Exactly.
What about the EPL?
EPL, 85th minute equaliser for Chelsea against Liverpool.
Yes, and all as you can say is that all the results were brilliant for Manchester City.
Mm.
Yeah, Liverpool drew with Tottenham drew with West Brom, of all people, who just sacked their mouth and got a reaction. And Chelsea and Liverpool drawing, of course. United did win to say that they only 1-0 over Brighton. Ryan in goals for the Aussie keeper in goals for Brighton. Had a fantastic game. But they stay 6 points off Manchester City. It's basically, they've gone to within 3 points. City didn't play last night, but City looking definitely. Well, we know they're. I think with the bookies, they're probably $1.18.
They're shorter.
$1.12. Would you believe, Robbie? It's not even Christmas. They're $1.12.
Yeah. They're in winks.
Yeah, winks.
Exactly.
Winks first one. A couple of expert punters of my local said winks can't win. And, of course, I backed it, and the rest was history.
Yeah, no, and she's kept winning ever since.
There you go.
Like Man City this season.
$1.12 they are. They're nearest to Manchester United at
$13. That's incredible,
$13.
Really. Mm. Isn't that incredible, really? ETL, United only 4 points from them. I find those incredible odds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Man, you aren't out of it. Man, you are still close enough, so anyway.
Anyway.
Zlatan was back too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a massive boost. And Mourinho's comments towards him, you know, it gives a lift to the whole squad. Because there was a time when, you know, the thought process was they were going to get rid of him. But he's come back from injury. That's just going to give them another lift.
Mm. Absolutely.
You know, they could catch Manchester City. Difficult. But $1.12, I think that's a bit too much at this stage.
All right, there you go. Robbie Slater says value at Man United, $13.
Well, you can back them. You can't back City, can you?
No, you couldn't.
No, you can't.
No. Hey, good on you, mate. We'll do it all again next Sunday.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, Robbie.
Bye.
You too, mate.